Yeah, you know, like Coach was saying, we're all competing for the same positions. And, you know, Saturday's another big test. We get to have an opportunity to get out on the field and showcase our skills. So, yeah, you know, we're all feeling good about the situation. I'm feeling good about what's going on when we go ahead and play Jacksonville, and I'm ready to go play at a high level. Oh, they're all big games to me. Every time I go out on the field, it's a big game.
How do you think this defense has come from? Do you ever say to yourself and look back and see where we started this whole process in free agency and Bill came in and where you guys are now? Do you measure, gauge how far you've come?
Yeah, from where we were at in OTAs and mini camps during the offseason, we came a long way to this point now. We're gelling as far as the defense. We're becoming more detailed in our secondary. And we're going to put those efforts out on the field on this coming game against Jacksonville.
You compete no matter what the end of the other season. Boykin started to get more, you know, reps with the ones as well. Does that amp up your mental competition as well? Because, you know, obviously this is a definitive decision that has to be made soon.
Yes, for every defensive back we have on our secondary, it's all a competition. So every time we all get out on the field, it's a competition. So it's always that competitiveness going on. So we're always having that.
Michael talked yesterday about competition, the quarterback spot, making him better. Can you kind of sense that this man better as well?
Yeah, because when you know you have competition, you're always willing or trying to put your best performance on the field. So that's the way I look at it, and I'm sure that's the way the rest of the corners look at it.
How do you assess the secondary? What do you have to get done, say, in this Jacksonville game to really get ready for the season? What do you want to see?
Just being detailed. Everyone doing their assignments, everyone making their tackles, everyone playing the ball. And if we do those things, I think we're going to be fine. And all hustling to the ball, just playing at a high level. That's what we all need to do. Go ahead.
The general perception is that this is the team's trouble spot. How do you see that?
You know, we're all trying to get better. We're all trying to be to the level we want to be at by the time we get to Washington, for sure. But like I was saying, this weekend's another test for us to see where we're at so we can gauge ourselves. And we're looking forward to it right now.
So were you encouraged by what happened last game?
Yes, I feel like we got better last week, and we're going to keep building off of that.
Billy Davis referred to you as kind of like steady, consistent, solid throw. Is that your MO?
That's what it's been. I'm going to give you the same. I'm always going to compete. I'm always going to tackle for you, and I'm going to run to the ball. That's coming from me every day.
What would you say was the biggest difference from that first preseason game to the second one that you hope carries over to the third?
We're making more plays. And we have to make more plays in our secondary, and that's what we're trying to go into with this this coming weekend.
Like having Kerry Williams part of the group with the
fiery
attitude.
Yes, he's been able to play in a lot of playoff games and been able to see what it takes to get to that level. And we're all here ready to, you know, learn, pick his brain, see what we can get so we can all be better players.
One of this team's struggles last year was when another team got into the red zone, it seemed like they would give up a touchdown. Carolina got there three times this past week, and they kicked field goals. Is there any more emphasis on red zone defense versus defense, between the 20s?
Being able to keep a team out of the red zone, I mean, that's 6 points compared to 3 points. So that's a big deal for us. And if we keep them out of the end zone, we're going to be able to win a lot of games.
But is there more of an emphasis, in practice on the red zone defense, that kind of?
Yeah, we just know when we practice it here, we know that we have to make these plays because these are the same plays we need to make in the game. So that's how we look at it.
What's the best way to describe kind of how last season unfolded for you? Is it just kind of a matter of young bucks coming in and the rebuilding process?
You know, certain things happened with the new staff and with myself. And as the season went on, you know, things changed, and that's the way it went. So I'm happy to have this opportunity to come here and play for the Eagles. It's great.
Do you think it was more situational as opposed to the product of your play?
Like I was saying, things happen. So I was ready to go ahead and play football here.
Was that
Yep.
You've had tight coverage a lot. It seems like you're making tight catches right as you're on them. Do you feel like you're, you know, making some split-second difference, or do you feel like you're about to start making other plays?
Keep staying in coverage and going and making a play and getting to the ball. It's a split-second type of thing, and we're going to be able to make those plays. So we're going to make those plays.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep.
Hey, Dan, what's up next?
Thank you.